The commander of the war in Iraq, General Tommy Franks, says members of Saddam Hussein's regime are either dead or on the run. The military says it's stepping up efforts to find those who may be trying to flee. At U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says the future of Iraq is up to the Iraqi people.
In the interim between now and the time that that future comes into fruition, there must be some degree of stability. There must be some degree of elimination of remaining pockets of the regime. And so there's still military work that must be done. That's where our focus will be.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does the military intend to find regime figures who are on the run?
Well, in a number of ways, but today they've issued basically a playing deck of cards, 55 cards that have the photograph, a picture, and a description of what they call basically Iraq's most wanted regime officials. They say this is an effort to both inform U.S. troops on the ground who they should be looking for and also to encourage the public to come forward. They're going to put up posters and so forth, and they want public help. They say they're really not sure if some of these 55 people are dead or alive. They also say that they will continue airstrikes and other attacks. They call regime officials legitimate military targets. And today there was an airstrike against the home of one of Saddam Hussein's half-brothers in a town 70 miles west of Baghdad.
They seem to be paying special attention to the border with Syria.
Yes, there were suggestions by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld this week that some regime officials might be trying to flee to Syria. The U.S. military has set up checkpoints on the road there. They say that they've also had the head of the border post on Route 11, a main road there, turn over the keys to U.S. officials who are now in control of that post. There is reports of heavy fighting around Qaim, a border town. Today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said that Qaim has known to have been a place to launch surface-to-surface missiles. There are suspicions that there's a final stand type being set up there, and so the U.S. Forces are trying to move in on that town.
But Tikrit in northern Iraq seems to be the last place where there's a bunch of Saddam Hussein's people.
It does. It's a big theory. It's not clear how much evidence there is of this, but Iraqi exiles have said that the town is essentially designed to be a backup place for command and control. There's a whole maze of bunkers and tunnels there, and the U.S. for days now has been having heavy airstrikes against some of these centers. Also, among the theories and speculation on where Saddam Hussein may be these days, one of the leading ones is that he is in Tikrit, which is his hometown. It's thought that that's where he may have a large base of support. A lot of his special guard security people are from there.
And what's the U.S. saying about the looting in Baghdad and elsewhere?
It says it's a tough problem. They don't trust the Iraqi police. They don't want to just bring them in. General Brooks said, look, in some cases it may require us shooting machine guns downtown, but we don't want to do that if we don't have to. He said over time, Iraqis themselves will start to create a replacement police force.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.